Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Father, this morning, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you, and we adore you. Thank you for bringing us together again. I pray the Lord you will speak to our hearts, you affect our lives, you will not allow us to leave your presence the same as we came. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, and somebody said, you may be seated, please. Glad to be here this morning. First Corinthians chapter 15 and verse something. I'm sure wisdom of Daniel should be working now. At least I give you the chapter. Chapter 15 and verse 58. Have we done our scripture for the week? We didn't. Okay. All right. So let's do that. Mark chapter what? Rebecca, you know that, isn't it? Mark chapter 8, verse 36 and 37. We've done that in Matthew chapter 28 before, isn't it? All right. So we're not going to spend so much time on it, but for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Mark 8, 36 and 37. So this one, we are not going to say it. You just have to stand up and say it quick, fast. Who's going to do that? Samuel, okay, go ahead. Since you're asking for the microphone.
Mark chapter 8 and verse 37.
36 and 37, yes.
For what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And verse 37, what shall he give in exchange for his soul?
All right, that's a Samuel version. That's not bad. Anybody else? Mark 8, 36 and 37. Who's going to say it? Yes. Hey. I see. Ushers in the making. Yes. Clive.
Mark chapter 8 and verse 36 and 37.
Mm-hmm.
For what shall a man profit if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
All right. There's a little Clive version, but we'll take it like that. God bless you. Put your hands together for Clive Thomas. Chris, you want to challenge him? You challenge your brother, or you give up? He's a big brother. You give up. All right. Okay. First Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. Study all these scriptures, because as we go along, you're going to build a data bank of scriptures, because you realize that many Christian children don't know how to quote Godfrey Hunt. You say you's a Christian. But I wonder how many scriptures you can quote, and how tailor make it for yourself. How you quote it your own way is a question. You get it? So as we go along, everybody's going to get a chance to quote the scriptures. Don't sit down and say, "Oh, you'll be called." You watch it and see. So that's the scripture for the week. Sunday, by the grace of God, we'll go back to it before we move on. So make sure that you are learning and memorizing all the scripture verses. You see, when you're a Christian, you need to know the Bible. I mean, I can't, there's nothing like overemphasizing of something. You have to know the scriptures. You have to know the scriptures. You have to know the scriptures. If you're a Christian, you must know the scripture. Otherwise, you know, people will always deceive you with air-conditioned church. There's nothing in the scripture about air-conditioned church. I prefer a church without air condition. Because if you don't know, then you are deciding based on air condition. But there's no scripture that says air condition. So why is a Christian being moved by something that is not written? Is there something? What do you think? Yeah, why is a Christian being moved by something that is not in the scriptures? You must be moved by what Christ has written. No, one of the things that you learn in this church is that not only do you learn scriptures, but you also learn how to behave yourself. All right, yesterday I was talking to the young people, the Safe Church. Every young person from 12 to 25, yeah, including Prince, you are here Saturday afternoon, 5 o'clock, 20, 21, 22. Not 20, 25, you are too old for here. But I mean, 12 to 20, Saturday afternoon, every Saturday afternoon, 5 o'clock, you are here with me. I've started preaching about training a child. You must be trained. You must be trained. If you don't get training, you don't become anything. I tell you. You can go to school for 12 years. If you don't have training, you don't become anything. When you finish CXE, that's about 12 years of your life. You can't get a better job unless you have been trained with a skill. Proper training that you can do something. You can give people injection and bore their hands and make their hands swell or something. Like what Vanessa and them people do in a hospital. You don't have any skill. Trained. You don't get anything. How long have you been going to school? Stand up. How long have you been going to school? You're in your what, third year? You're in your fourth year. Your course is what? How many years? 5 years? Civil engineering at the university is 5 years. You have finished CXC. That's already 12 years or so. 17 years. Then he can actually qualify for a job. Somebody can look at his CV and his qualifications and say, oh, you could build, okay, contractor, come. That's 17 years. That's how it takes 17 years to be proper. Praise the Lord. All right. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. We are talking about becoming steadfast. Now, it is very interesting that the scripture in the morning, the first service, the wisdom service, is Ephesians 16, that the Bible says that, finally, my brethren, be strong. Now, 1 Corinthians 15 and 58 for the second service is saying, be ye steadfast. Now, I was explaining that when the Bible says be, it's not something that you are going to try. It's not something that comes with time. Be means now. Do, be, become. Now, be strong. If you are doing something and someone says, behave, what do? Do you continue doing what you are doing? You check yourself right now. Because if you don't check yourself instantly, hey, some slappings, some lickings, all kinds of things can happen. So when the Bible says, be steadfast, it means that it's not something that happens over time. You must be steadfast now. There is no chance, there is no time for you to try and become a steadfast Christian. And we are talking about Christians who are solid. Many of you are hollow. Many of you are not solid. You say you're a Christian, but you're not solid. And remember, if you cannot even become a solid Christian, you cannot even live life and be successful. Because out there demands stability. It demands steadfastness. It demands the ability to be unmoved. Because if you don't have money, if you don't have a place to stay, if you're not going to be steadfast and unmovable, you lose your brains. You lose your mind. The world is so cruel. The world is so wicked that if you are not strong and steadfast and unmovable in some of the things you believe in, Look at us here in Isla Penitence. We've been here since 2007. We came into this place. 9 years. You think we can be moved? You think we can be moved by an air-conditioned people? We cannot be moved. You can bring solar energy place, whatever you can bring. You do your thing. We are also doing our thing. We are unmovable. Oh, yeah. Steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, you must be steadfast. Shalanda, you must be unmovable. God is not looking for people who are easily moved, who easily leave churches with all kinds of stories. No. If you look at it, your grandmother, the church your grandmother goes to, she has not changed the church. They don't change churches. They die. They die in the churches. My father and my mother, they died in the Presbyterian Church of Ghana. They died. In fact, my father used to be part of singing band. You know, there's a place people call singing band. He'll be a patron of Bible study and prayer group. He's this, he's that. You know what? He said that when he dies, then all those groups will come together at his funeral, and his funeral will be nice. You're not part of anything in a church, and you want to be unmovable. When the enemy comes, there's nowhere where your roots are, so that you when the wind blows you, you'll be stable. Many of you are not connected to the church. You are not connected to the church. You are not solid. There's nothing that makes you, even forces you to come around, even if you don't feel like coming. Look at me. Even if I don't want, I must come. because I am into something. My roots are into something that if I don't show up, it will look bad. People will be affected in a negative way. So irrespective of how I feel, because many people, you are on your feelings. Irrespective of what is happening, whether it's raining or whether it's sunny or whatever it is, I must, because my roots are deeper, I must show up. Some of you are Christians. You are fair weather Christians. When the weather is fair, that's when you come to church. You are movable. Yeah, and if you're unmovable, even if an idiot leaves the church and wants to take you somewhere else, you can tell the person, hello, you cannot, I am not the type that you can move around. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Yeah. Nobody can move me to any church. You won't even try. Do not make yourself somebody who can be stolen. A big man like you, a big woman like you, with all that you have, you can be stolen. You can be put in a bus and take you to the wrong church. And then you also go. I was talking to one of the brothers of our church in Perica. In fact, I was there preaching last week. And then he told me that he was put in a bus to go to another church, which is not this church. Somebody who comes to our church. He said when he went to the church, in front of the church, he fell down. He dislocated his shoulder. And he said there was no other sign he can get not to darken the doorway of the church with a shadow anymore. I said, you are lucky you didn't even hit your head and get mad. Yeah, because you are allowing yourself, a big boy like you with children, to be carried by an ignorant person from one church that you found to another church that you don't know anything about. You cannot be that ignorant. You must be unmovable. I said you must be unmovable. Yeah. And I'm preaching the message. If you like, go on. I'm preaching the message. I went to Perica just to say the same thing, to tell the church that no ignorant person should move any of them out of the church. We don't joke with our church members, you know. We do not joke. If you want to leave the church, go. If you try to take somebody here, we will fight you. We will fight you. We are not joking. Do you know what it takes to have people in the church? Do you know what it brings to bring people to the church? Do you know what work it takes to bring people to the church? And if you get high fever, or you get Zika virus, is it Zika virus? Then go away. Go away. And leave the people alone. Yeah, I'm on podcast. You can tune in and listen to podcasts. I'm saying it. Yeah. Yeah. You get a virus, go alone. Don't come and affect anybody with your virus. Don't come and affect anybody with your virus. Yeah. We are here building the church. We have been here for 9 years. Building the church. We are open. The doors are open. Anybody who wants to come is welcome. If you don't want to come, it's not a problem. But do not try and spoil the name of the church. Do not try and give us a bad name, because we came here not to do anything bad, just to gather people and preach to them. That's all why the reason why we came here. Don't give anybody a bad name. Because we have not been bad to you. We have not been bad to you. We gave you an opportunity you didn't even deserve. A liar like you, a dishonest person like you, we gave you a chance. I'm preaching a good message. Yeah. And so when you are going, the least you could do is to behave yourself and not destroy our name and say bad things about us. Because you are not forced to stay around, you know. It's only a cult that you can't leave. Yeah, a cult, they don't allow you to leave. But this one, you can go. We can give you money for passage. Especially if you are a problem person. You are even happy you are gone. Yeah. So decide to be unmovable. Don't allow anybody to move you. This lady, please sit down. Stand up. Andreska Ines, she went to a church. She went to a church. They were doing a walk on water convention. She wanted to walk on water because here I don't allow her to walk on water. So she went to the church. And then she said the offering, they were asking how much offering.
10,000, 15,000, 8,000. No less than 1,000.
No less than 1,000. Yeah. And then what happened? What did you say to yourself?
I said, what is what kind of church? I gotta pay 10,000 to 15,000 now. And I asked her, like, I only have 1,000. She turned and said, no, you can't throw 1,000, you gotta keep it.
You can't throw 1,000. And then what did you think about our church?
Light up more better.
Because you can throw $1, you can throw $10, you can throw $100, and even $20, and nobody will say anything. Then she got up during the middle of the service and she left the church. Yeah. Yeah. You shouldn't have even been there in the first place. You see, some people like to experience it before they catch themselves. But some people, they just go. No, but you have to believe what we are teaching you. You have to believe it with all your heart. Thank you, Andreska. You have to believe it. I tell you. You have to believe it. You have to be unmovable. You cannot be part of a church. You see, if you are movable, what can you do? You can't get a job. Because when you get a job, you easily leave. You can't marry. Because when you marry, marital problems. You're welcome. Come. You're welcome. Come inside. Come and have a look. So ask yourself, if you are somebody who does not develop the ability to be steadfast, what can you be successful in? Even school. School. Going to school. You drop out. That's how many of you are through school dropouts. Yeah, you don't go again. Yeah. You thought you wouldn't hear anybody tell you you're a school dropout. You are hearing it in the church. Yeah, because it's a bad habit to drop out of school. Yeah. So God loves us. And he's telling us to be stable and steadfast. Because if you can't be steadfast and run this race, you are not good for anything. I say you are not good for anything. And that's what I told one wife. The wife came to me, she said she wants to divorce the husband. I said, if you divorce your husband, you are not good for anything in this church. She didn't listen to me. I said, it's up to you. Because if you can't handle pressure, church life. Can you imagine in the ark of Noah? Can you imagine the types of animals that were gathered together? Can you see animals of all kinds together in one big house for 40 days and 40 nights without any casualties?
Do you know what it takes for Noah to be that man of God? Now, if you criticize Noah, you are ignorant. Because you don't know how what it takes to keep the lion and the rabbit and Tom and Jerry and all these people together in one house for 40 days and 40 nights. You cannot criticize Noah. You don't have an idea. You don't have an idea. You don't have an idea. Yeah. You don't have an idea. You do not. Church life is a very difficult life. Yeah. Many people, especially black people, cannot live in the same church for a long time. Black people don't take nonsense. Black people, they have short circuit. The transformer will blow like that fast. Black people don't take nonsense. Yeah. You can't talk somebody's name in a church and then they'll keep quiet and say, "Oh, to God be the glory." Not in black people church. Be steadfast. As long as you are part of the church, you will go through things. Oh yeah, the boat, the ship, winds, waves, hurricanes, man, tornadoes. My God, it is part of the life that you and I are living in this world and in this country. And therefore, you must be steadfast. You must be unmovable. Oh, Jalen, you must be steadfast. Because if something has not happened to you before, Jian is coming. I heard you were about to be stolen. Yeah, do not allow yourself to be stolen. Yeah, a big person like you can't be stolen. You cannot. They can steal your phone, but not yourself. It's only a chicken. I told you last time that when we were younger, we would steal chicken. Because the chicken, it doesn't have a brain. If you look at the head of the chicken, you can understand there's nothing inside. But you have a big head like that with a lot of brain matter. And you allow yourself to be stolen. Yeah. You see, people don't understand church life, you know. They think that church is, you go and then, you know, you sing songs. And then you give any money you want. And then when you feel like you go. And the pastor is such a nice old man. And he say, "In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen." Some quiet pastor who doesn't talk like I'm talking. Who doesn't mind people business. So you can go and be playing stupidness in the church. No. Those kind of pastors are not in the Bible. The Bible says the Lord is my shepherd. His rod and his staff. You know what a rod does? Where's a rod? Somebody give me a rod. His rod. His rod. He said, hello. I, he said, ha. This way. That's what David said, that the rod that God carries, it brings him comfort. You are looking at a pastor. Any pastor who doesn't have a rod is not a good pastor. Because I must get a rod and I say, "Hello, sit down." And I say, "Yes, shepherd. Hey, look at me." Any pastor who is not like that is not a good pastor. Yeah. Thy rod. You must. So church life is not such a simple thing. I mean, think about Noah again. Look at how many times the mouse had to go and complain to Noah about the cat. When you watch Tom and Jerry, you can understand what I'm saying. Because, you see, Tom, he can't handle himself. He's in this boat. Noah said, we're gonna land very soon, and the soon is not coming. And he's hungry. And Noah is giving him milk. Meanwhile, he likes meat also. He doesn't eat at all. He wants meat. And he sees the mouse. And he's wondering why he should not pounce on the mouse. And then, you know, the mouse looks at the cat and he looks at Noah and said, "Pastor, must talk to him." The way he's looking at me, I don't like it. Me spirit can't take he. Yeah. So my spirit, I have something in my spirit that if I sleep, this guy This guy, if I sleep. So I've not slept for 3 days. Pastor, please talk to this guy. No, you imagine. Imagine creatures that were made to eat one another. And you put all of them together in a place. Oh. It takes a very skilled pastor to keep problems from happening. That's why in our church, we say so many things. We say, you know what? We don't like selling things. You shouldn't come and then sell shoes in the church. Don't come and sell bags. Don't come and sell chana in the church. Because when you don't come and sell chicken foot. Because you come and sell the bag. All right? Because Sister Nisha wants to sell shoes. Sister Yolanda wants to sell bag. But Brian wants to sell juice. A wig. Prince wants to sell wig. And then bum and chip. Now, the place has become a marketplace. And then before I realized, somebody said, Sister Nisha, please, you are going to pay you next month. Next month comes, no pay. When a person comes to church, he behaves as if he's not seen Sister Nichelle. And then, so what will happen? Sister Nichelle will come to me. Say, Reverend, please, can I come and see you? She's not coming to see me for deliverance or any scripture, you know. She money. Like when she was doing the business, I was standing there when she was doing the business. Reverend, you know what? I love this church. But there are some people in this church. You see? But the church that I pastor has become a problem. There are some people in this church. They ain't like pay. So I'll be wondering, what is she talking about? See, Reverend, I don't want to mention names. You know, I sell shoes. I say, yeah, I know. You know, some people have bought shoes from me up to today, up to a day like today. 6 months. Not even $10. And Pastor, you know. And they are coming to church with a shoe also. And Pastor, please, I want you to talk to she. Because by next week, if I don't get me money, Pastor, we go, this church here, something going to happen in this church. Look at what is happening. Now, the church that we have to come to hear God's word and pray and sing, I have to now go and stop and police and all kinds of things. God didn't anoint me to fight police in the church. You can't imagine the confusion. Because as for many, all of us want money. So if there's an opportunity to do business, everybody will do business. That's why we don't do business in the church. We have one small canteen. And then if you go, you don't like the food, then you go home. Yeah. Nobody will come and stand outside like in primary schools and say, hey, metem. No. One canteen. Yeah. You either bring your something, your sandwich or your something. Or when you go, you find something on the way and then you go home. I'm saying that in the church, it's a very, very challenging place to be. And the deeper you go in church, the more steadfast you must be. You see, those of you who browse, some of you are browsers. You go to www.browser.com. You browse. You just watch the internet page and you go. Many of you who come and just go, you don't understand church life. Yeah, it's like you visit somebody in their house. You wouldn't know any problem there. If you live in a house, you know that today there's no food to eat. There's nothing. Today, mommy has said it's shine rice. It means no meat. You have to be in the house to understand what goes on in the house. But if you come and visit and go, you don't understand. You can come and say, oh, I like how your family is. I like how you people are together. I like how you people, you like it. You come and live in a house and you understand. It's the same way with the church. Then you see the church, you see people, cars are parked after church, you see people move around and walk around and say, wow, there's a nice church, enough people. Ah, I like the pastor, he's preach good. You won't like me if you get deeper in the church. Because you work, I will work you out. Cry. You have to bring 30 people every week. And I see whether you like me again. Yeah. You have to decrease the hours you sleep because of me. And see if you like me again. I'll keep you in the church tonight. But those people rather are those whose roots are going deeper and becoming more steadfast. Those who browse, they can be steadfast in that sense. Hallelujah. So I've given you a few points why you must be steadfast, isn't it? This morning I'm ending this particular series. We're going to continue with something next week. But the last point for today is that develop steadfastness by allowing yourself to be corrected. You must be steadfast. Or you must develop steadfastness. You must develop unmovable. You must develop the character of not being movable by allowing yourself to be corrected. Many people don't like correction. But if you don't get corrected, you'll be shaken by surprise. Correction comes to help you. Correction comes to prepare you. Correction comes to make you a better person. Yep. So if you don't like correction, you will never do well. Can you imagine a boat? You see yourself as a boat. And then there's a hole in the boat. How can you be on the river with a hole in the boat? you are just going down. Now, when the repairer says, "Let me fix the boat for you," say, no. I good. You good? With a boat that yes, you can predict without being a prophet that this boat will not last. That's how many of us our lives are. We don't like correction. But the thing that is about you that must be corrected, it is something that will take you down. I have watched some people who have left our church. And I can tell you clearly the reason why they left the church. It's not that the church is a bad church. But because they love the world. They love nice things. They love dressing. They love changing clothes all the time. They like gold. They like wig. They like to do their hair twice a week. They like shoes. They don't want to suffer. They like they can't walk. They like to be in a lift, a vehicle all the time. They can't take the sun, umbrella. Every time they want something new. People like that, they can't stay in the church. They can't. No. They cannot. Because the world is an enemy to the church. I can tell you people right now who, because of what is in the world, they can't stop going to the club. They can't stop having men. They can't stop. They can't stop having money. They need money so much so that they do things to get money. Things. And they don't have any shame. As long as they'll get a new dress for Sunday, they're okay. It's like, I like this good life. I can't go without food. Hey, no, I must get food. And if it takes somebody to touch me and give me money, I will do it. People like that, they don't last long in a church. And I know a few people who have left the church, they were like that. Yeah. Okra. Anytime you see them, you can see. Say, what? This is too much work to, as they are walking on the road, it's too much work. Too much. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 8. If you do not allow yourself to be corrected, you cannot become a strong person. Right? You don't want to be corrected? You can't become a strong person. You cannot. We have some young boys in the church. They don't want correction. One of them came to stay in the church. He goes out whenever he wants. He comes in whenever he wants. One day I said, pack your things out. Yeah, it's not a hotel. And I've seen he's gotten a place to stay now. But he has not changed. Well, if they want to handle nonsense, it's okay for me. Because somebody who cannot stay, even be handled in a church, you want the person in your house? No. Who doesn't want to go to school? I wonder if he can even spell his name. Yeah. If the person can't take our training here, where else? Where is the safety? He's gone. That's the end of it. It's finished. Because here we have a lot of love and tolerance. Oh. We entertain a lot of stupidness around here. I tell you, I've told myself that these days I'm not going to handle stupidness, especially with people around me. You play stupidness, you're out. Cry, because we've handled stupidness for too long. And then when people do their things, then they try to create all kinds of confusion. Because if you had fired some people a long time ago, they wouldn't have had the opportunity that they have now. Yeah. The guy was staying in the church. He comes back midnight. He said, what's your problem? You tell him, whenever you're going out, tell us where you're going. Because as long as your parents know that you are staying in a church, we have to be responsible. It's not that somebody are looking for you now and we don't know where you are. So once you are here, when you are going out, tell us where you are going. No, he doesn't. He doesn't want to say it. He comes in anytime, midnight. He wants us to open the gate for him. Like he's a busman for the church. I tell Kevin, pack his bag straight away. Because that guy doesn't want to be steadfast in life. So he doesn't want to allow himself to be corrected. Some people have allowed him to stay in their house. I pity those people. Somebody that even the church is not willing to take. You are taking such a person. You're taking problems. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Rebuke. You know what rebuke is? Rebuke is even shouting. Correcting in a very strong way. Michael, correcting in a very strong way. The Bible says, if you rebuke or you correct somebody who is wise, he will love you. How many of us will love correction? How many of us love correction? Let me correct you right now. You see how your face will turn up. Yeah. Because correction doesn't feel nice. No. Yeah. Harsh. Especially when you think that you are right. Yeah. But it takes a wise person to appreciate correction. Rebuke a wise man, he will love thee. He will love you. He will say, "Whoa! I have not seen love like this." Shemiba, when you are corrected, you say, "What? Man, what a love. What concern. What affection this man has for me to tell me this thing he's telling me." If you're not happy with it, the Bible says you're a fool. It's the Bible that says it. So when I call you a fool, why is he calling me a fool? The Bible says. It's in the Bible. Stop that thing you're doing. The Bible says that a wise man will love you when you correct him. I see you becoming a wise man. Hallelujah. Another scripture. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Verse 13. See, constant correction keeps you steady. Because anything, if you leave a boat without a captain on the river, are you with me? If you leave a boat on the river without a captain, what will happen to it? It will just go its own way. Daniel, Shama, you leave the boat like that, it will go its own way. It will go out of touch. But if you have somebody who is in charge, who says, no, not that way, this way. Not this way, that way. When you're on the river, a Sikubo River or whatever river, you see that sometimes the boat captains, they avoid some particular areas. Yeah, so that the trip will become a successful one. Because there are some places, if you try and go there, especially when a boat passes you, it arouses a lot of waves. Sometimes they even stop the engine for a while. Because the water is very rough. You need steering in life to be stable. Anybody who lacks steering, who lacks correction, cannot maintain his or her steadfastness in this Christian race. The Bible says, better is a poor and wise child than an old and foolish king who will no more be admonished, who will no more be advised. So it's better to be poor and wise than an old and foolish king. A king is rich. A king has so many things. But if the king cannot receive advice, how many of us are kings? You are not even a prince. You are not even from a noble house. Meanwhile, we can no longer admonish you. To admonish means to advise, to correct, to guide, to father, to coach. Anybody who gets to the point where he can no longer be advised is fool. It's a fool. And that person is just a matter of time. Because you are going to meet something on the road of life. I said you are going to meet something on the road of life that will shake you off your stability. A lot of young people here, the best thing you need is correction. The best thing you need is admonition. Admonition or correction is so important that even if you are a king and you refuse it, you are called a fool. Because a king, why should you bring advice to a king? I mean, he's already a big man. He already runs a country, rules a country. I mean, he's assumed or presumed to be somebody who has everything together. Why will his rejection of advice be deemed as a bad thing? Because advice is very important no matter who you are. That's why even the presidents and all these people, they have special advisors. Who is your advisor in your life? Who corrects you in life? Yeah, I wonder too, Brother Brian. Who corrects you, Richard Thomas? Who corrects you in life? Some of these young people, when you correct them, yeah, don't like to be corrected. Yeah, they feel bad. So why you got mind me business? No, I'm minding your business because you need to be strong in life. Amen. Yeah, I like your earrings. Are they gold? They're not gold. They're brass. Do you have an advisor? Do you have somebody who corrects you? And you take the correction? And some of you, you are selective in your correction. Pastor can correct you, but nobody else. Yeah, I know a lot of people like that. If I correct them, they won't say anything. Or you let Pastor Isan correct them, you see. I say, what? Yeah, let anybody else correct them. I say, what do you mean? I like talking my business like that. Some people are like that. Because I may not see you all the time. I may not even see some of the things you are doing. But somebody around you, close to you, will see it. But if you are open to correction, it doesn't matter where it's coming from. What you need is steadiness. And if the correction is going to make you steady, which many corrections are supposed to make you steady, you receive it. Sometimes we look at the person who's correcting before we take the correction. Hey, Michael, wake she up. Pumpkin. Hey, girl, what did you see? You see a lion and a tiger? Hey. Yeah. Are you from Grove? Where are you from? Hello. We're in church. My name is Pastor Collins. Hello. Are you back? You are smiling. You are skinny your teeth also. What's your name? Paula. Wow, where are you from? Castillo. Hey, so you would have been sleeping in the house by now. Anita, did you bring her? You brought her? She's sleeping. I'm sure Sunday morning by this time, she'll be sleeping at home. Nobody can wake her up. You miss your bed? Yes. Okay, don't worry. I'm closing just now. All right, stand to your feet. She missed her bed. My time is up. She missed her bed, man. It's 11:30. My time is up. Stand to your feet. She missed her bed. Yeah. She's not steady. Now, can you imagine if she goes to school? But Zaysan, I now understand your school, the problems you have in your school. Do you have children sleeping in a class? They try, but you put them out. Yeah. Hey. You go to school and then when the teacher is teaching, you're sleeping. You have to drink coffee. Sometimes when I wake up early in the morning to pray, and I lie down small, I say, you know what? Before you catch yourself. 2 hours. So when I wake up, I go and boil water and make coffee. I tell sleep, you can't deceive me this morning. I need to charge my battery before I go to church. I need to charge my battery before I face the day. I drink coffee. Once I drink coffee, sleep disappears. I say, Ochia, you must go. You know, you have to be steady, you know. You have to force yourself. You have to push yourself. You have to be strong. You have to be steadfast. You have to be unmovable. This church life, this Christian life is rough. Yeah. You have to be steady. I see you becoming steadfast. I see you becoming unmovable in the name of Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Just close your eyes with me. Yes, Lord. Pray. Speak to the Lord right now. Speak to the Lord. Ask the Lord to help you. Ask the Lord to help you. Steadfastness. Unmovable. Unmovable. Especially with your faith in Him. Let your faith. Pray the Lord. I don't want my faith to be shaking. I don't want to fall by the side of the road. I don't want to be confused. I don't want to be deceived. I don't want to fall back. I want to remain steadfast, unmovable, like your word says. Blessed be your name. Open your mouth and pray. We are not in a Catholic church here. We are free to open your mouth. Yes, 1,000 times. Pray. We're in a Pentecostal church. We're in a charismatic church. Here we pray aloud. We pray with our voice lifted up. We pray. We forget the person standing next to us. And we lift up our voice. And we pray. We speak to God. We speak to God. Perhaps God hears prayers that are loud. Libro shakataya barabasi keberendere bebebe. Barabarabashikataya barababa. Mayandere mekebreskete bebebe. Bolo, 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 bolo. Kabraska taya bala baba skataya baba. Libolo libarada shikabara babande. Steadfast, O God, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Always abounding, not sometimes, not most times, always abounding. Lebreske brede, leke breske brede. Mama mamanda, mama manda la baba baba. Rekeboske brede. Lobro, Sika Baraba, Reke Brende Bakaya, Makabranda kaya baba. Manderebe. Reboskete berebe. Mandere. Shikata. Malandro. Rekete. Libo. Rababa. Babaske brene. Nama mandere. Riberebe. Neriberebebe. Librebebe. Skataya baraba. Maloze keberebe kabrana la mama baba. Skataya baraba. Librebe baba. A thousand times I've failed, so your mercy remains. Should I stumble again, I'm calling your grace everlasting. Your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all things. Thousand times, one more time. A thousand times I failed, still your mercy remains. And should I stumble again, still I'm calling your grace everlasting. Your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all things. My heart, my soul, my heart and my soul, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and prayer become my embrace, to love you from the inside out. Everlasting, your light shine when all hell. Lift up your voice.
Your glory, your
and the cry, and the cry of my heart
is to bring you praise from the inside of my soul.
And praise become my emblem.
hear his praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you,
praising his star, I love you so much. Jesus, I love you so much.
Hear his praises one more time. Listen to the regular. Hear this praise from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you,
the praises that I love you so much. Jesus, I love you so much.
Lord, I love you, my soul sing.
Lord, hearing your presence, carried on your wings, I love you so much, Jesus, I love you so much, and how my soul
longs for you, longs to worship you. Lead my voice, lead my voice to walk the heaven for you. Lead my hand, lead my heart, lead my voice towards the heaven, for you are my son and
Father, thank you. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for ministering to us. Thank you for teaching us, oh God, to be steadfast and to be unmovable. The Bible says, so I went out to sow. The seeds that have been sown this morning, thank you that those seeds have become profitable in the lives of the hearers, in the life of everyone was heard, that the spirit of steadfastness has been ministered, the spirit of unmovable has been ministered, that the spirit that causes your people to be firm, to be steadfast, to be unmovable, to not fall by the side of the road, that spirit has been imparted, that spirit has been ministered to your people today in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you that we no longer are children who are moved to and fro, caused by every wind of doctrine. Thank you, Father, speaking to us today in Jesus' name. You are here this morning before I close. You don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You are not saved. You are not born again. If you were to die right now, you are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you are here like that, I want to pray with you. Just lift up your right hand wherever you're standing, and I'll pray with you. Pastor, please pray for me. I'm not saved. God bless you. I see that hand.
God bless you. Jesus loves you very much. God bless you. I see the hand. More hands up. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. God bless you. Your hand up. God bless you. If you lifted up your hand, I want to ask you to come to me. I want to pray with you. Come. Clap for them. Come. Come, my sister. Come, my brother. Come, my sister. Come on.
Welcome. Bring me to my knees, Lord.
God bless you.
Down.
God bless you.
Bring me all myself.
God bless you.
God
bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. Lead me. Come, it's not too late. You want to join them? Come, give your heart to Jesus. Give your heart to Jesus. Don't go to hell.
To the cross. Where your love for
us. You want to join them? It's not too late. Come. God bless you. My friend. God bless you. Amen. God bless you.
And rid me of myself, I belong unto you.
Oh, lead me. God bless you. It's better late than never. God bless you. It's better late than never. Amen. Wow. You want to join them? There's still time for you to come. You are not going to die twice. You only die once. Bible said after death, judgment. Close your eyes with me if you are here in front. Let us pray this prayer together. You know, the Bible says that it is with your heart that you believe, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. Pray this prayer with me from the bottom of your heart, and your life will not be the same again. Church, join in even as we pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. I open my heart and I invite Jesus Christ to come and stay in my heart, to be my master and my savior. From this moment, I believe my life has changed forever. I have been born again. My name is written in the book of life. And I am now a child of God. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.